Hello, this is Andrew Middleton here again from the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University. I'm joined by several people from our careers team, and we're going to just look at how careers might make use of a podcast to engage final year students. Before we listen to the conversation that I had with the careers team about how they might use podcasting, I just wanted to put a note in to say, for those people who are thinking about contributing to the Social Podcast Challenge, go ahead. I wanted to get this particular episode around the careers ideas up in the meantime, but I'm really keen still to hear from you about how you think podcasting might be used socially. So let's just go back now and join the conversation that I had with the careers team at Sheffield Hallam University. We decided before we dashed out of the room to almost write a few audio notes down about some of the conversation we had had in the preceding 5 or 10 minutes. So this was where they got to with their thinking about a careers podcast. So what sort of ideas have emerged as we've been chatting over the last 5 minutes or so?
We've actually spoken a lot about the voice of the student themselves actually being in the podcast and maybe getting... we'll have an idea of some useful things to get across for our message, but maybe have students, one or more students, actually say something, and over maybe 2 or 3 minutes see what we can crystallise.
I would agree with that. I mean, certainly this has come up in discussion regarding the experiences of international students, or might say those students from outside the UK, and something which will appeal to their particular needs, but relating the experiences of current and recent students, I think that would be a good idea.
Have you had any thoughts about how a podcast and audio may attract students at that difficult time in their educational career, that third year, which is so important to you as a team? Have you had any ideas about why audio might be a particularly useful mechanism for engaging them?
I think one of the aspects of careers for students is when the time is right for them. So for some it will be as soon as they come back at the start year. For others it will be at the very end. So we need something that's a vehicle for them to be able to switch, put the switch on and hear the material at whatever stage they're ready to receive it. So we need that flexibility.
I think one of the things that concerns me is how we pitch this and whether we do it as a sort of straight careers sort of material that we've used before, or whether we actually go into a much more media savvy area, which I think we're not competent in at all, whether we take on a persona or a character or a house style or something like that, you know, the mystery voice of or something like that. And I think we'd need so much support about understanding what actually works and tapping into maybe some of the marketing research in the university of what do people listen to, what are the hooks, how long, you know, as we discussed earlier, how long do you make that podcast for? We need a lot of advice about that, otherwise it could just be more dull careers yawn information that everybody instantly blips.
I certainly think we should start listening to more podcasts so we know what works for us. Find out what the students are listening to. Pick upon what they want. And we don't have to lead the agenda. They could be taking the lead on what topics we cover or what issues are discussed through their contributions to the podcast, I think. And then we take away our voice and add theirs, as Kevin said.
It needs to be that combined effort. But, you know, we tend to do this, don't we? Give them what we think is good for them, but we really need, and particularly if we're going into a new means of delivery, we really need to be listening. Say, what would they listen to? What do they want?
What do they want? What do they need? I mean, we're always going on about this, aren't we? Trying to assess what students want, and then there's the other question of what they actually need. There's some we need to discuss and agree that sometimes we have to clear away a lot of undergrowth, so to speak, to get at what a student's, if I can put it this way, legitimate needs are, as opposed to what they say they want. That's not an odd way of putting it.
But we have got our communities, haven't we? We've got a community of of students that have gone through the career management skills module Correct. Over many years. We've got that yeah. as a community. We've got community involved in impact. We've got a community of international students and others, alumni and other people that we can connect with. So, you know, maybe instead of just having to blitz the institution to get this kind of sort of feedback and input, we've got communities that we've already had a relationship with. Hopefully they're reasonably well disposed to us in the service and we can actually engage them.
But equally there are communities who, if you stood at the door of the entrance of any of our campuses, you would ask, do they know where Careers is? And I'm sure we'd find many who say, no, I know it's here somewhere, but I haven't got a clue.
If there was a first year podcast, so I'm thinking about these transitions and this first year experience group. If they were used to this technology from the first year and it was just little nuggets of information that weren't trying to swamp them with too much information too soon, but something that was ongoing, by the time we get to speak to them, you know, because we do want to catch them at first year as well, but it's through everybody can get an interest. You get their interest a little bit, not trying to say too much, but it gets them into the technology early on, doesn't it?
But would they tune in? How do you get them to tune in? If you had a pod soap of following different characters, like you've got a mature student, an international student, a student who's experiencing problems of some kind, a student with particular learning needs, disability, feeling excluded in some way. If you've got different characters that you could follow through, just like the Bisto advertising, you know, they do a follow-through story of, or even the BT family, new family being restructured. I mean, it's a bit sickening actually, but you know, people do, but it works because they work.
That's a very interesting idea. I almost, so, you know, in terms of that potential to involve the students in the community as well, I can imagine that you could take a pod soap approach. Yeah. I really like that
idea. What's happened to Deborah?
But also invite a new member of the community to come in as a guest star or whatever you want to call it on every episode. Yeah. So you're actually trying to engage them quite physically in the production itself.
So catching up with, you know, Mohammed, where are you up to with this? Who have you seen? What have you done? What are the problems? What are you going to do about it?
Okay, anyway, let's leave that one at that point. But I think there are plenty of ideas for careers and you know, what might happen with podcasting. Maybe more than one. I think the takeaway messages from this conversation is about realizing that podcasting is just a technology. It's a very flexible technology. And so we need to first look at what we're trying to do, how it can help us. And that might not necessarily be looking towards a total solution. For instance, careers are looking at how a podcast might help them to develop a community and a flexible community, one that drops into the podcast as and when it fits in with their other commitments. So podcasting is a technology, and so we need to think about how we design around our needs and the users and keeping that user base involved. And, you know, the other takeaway message here is that it is a particularly interesting technology when you're thinking about trying to develop a community and give them some ownership of their own community. Anyway, I'll leave it there for the moment, and thanks very much for the careers team. And I think we'll be hearing more about how they have developed their ideas, hopefully in the near future. In the meantime, back to the social podcast challenge. Don't forget, I am looking for people to come up with their thoughts about how educational podcasting can be a social technology. So please drop me a line in the form of an audio file, either by email to the podcast or directly on the ltapodcast.blogspot.com website. So if you want to send me an audio file because you've got something more than 2 minutes to say, just drop me an MP3 file into an email at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk. So, thanks again for listening.